Hello, my beautiful Pisces friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where Pisces, this month, listen, we have got a full moon happening in the energy of Sagittarius that is going to light up your 10th house space, and then the new moon in Gemini is going to light up the home zone, right? So we've got the home and work axes, but I have to tell you, I have a lot of emphasis placed on this particular full moon in your 10th house, really, because if there has been too much being lax, too much I want a good time and not the hard time, this could be an energy where I do think that if you're the one showing up that way in your career sector, in your title sector, you could see yourself losing that position. But at the same time, if someone is showing up like that, you may take that position from them in your life. So let's say you run a business or a company, or you've had a coworker who just is not, you know, this could be a time where people are actually losing jobs or losing positions or titles in the world. So it is an energy that I want you to be mindful of, because it can be pretty serious. Now, the rest of the month, especially with Venus and Mars moving into the productivity area of your chart, daily routines, how you work, how you get things done on a daily basis, how you schedule and organize yourself, this can also give you a really great opportunity to showcase and shine who you are in your workspace, in your title space, and how you show up. So there are some things to think about right out of the gate, Pisces, okay? All right, let's jump in here and talk about what's going on this month. So first of all, on the 1st of June, we have got transiting Jupiter and the North Node coming together in conjunction in the energy of Taurus. And this is a phenomenal energy. Between the 1st and the 2nd, a person, place, or thing may be showing up in your life, and they're literally helping you get where you need to go next. And it's a destiny meetup. What's happening is supposed to be happening. Now, it's in your 3rd house, okay? So this is a house of information. And really what it is it's like, this is a new skill. This is a new talent. This is new information. You were around it before, but maybe you didn't really know it. And someone shows up and is helping usher you through this new lesson in life that really expands your knowledge base of what it means to be alive, what it means about resources and things like that. Now, what I would tell you and suggest to you is between the 1st and the 2nd, if a person, place, or thing shows up, say yes. Take the help, because they're literally kind of, whether it feels magical or not, this is a person who's walking in to help you develop this next set of information that you will need to utilize down the road, okay? On the 3rd, we've got the full moon happening at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, asking us to end something, acknowledge something, or to make an adjustment or a course correction. Now, again, for you, this is in the 10th house of career, but I don't just like to say career and professional zone, but also your title zone. What are you called? Do we call you mom? Do we call you sister? Do we call you grandfather? Do we call you CEO, community organizer, retired? What's your title? Because what's happening here is this full moon is making you go, I'm ready for the next adventure. I really am, like, I want to be where the people are. It's very Little Mermaid. It's a very big and out there. I'm willing because something's missing from my life. I feel like I want to have a different experience kind of energy. But what can happen here is that you realize in wanting the big dream or the big vision or wanting to have more of a good time in your life, you've actually missed out on some of the details. And so you're showing up or things are happening for you in a way where the details are being missed. And so it's really challenging, you know, the relationship, the title that you are carrying. So this is a great full moon to watch what comes up for you, what needs to be ended, acknowledged, and adjusted so that you can either keep the title and the job that you have because you want it, or for some of you, you may not want the job anymore. You might be like, yes, please fire me, you know, if it's time to let it go. But whatever it is, the devil's in the details, and that may be what's actually catching you up here. When we get to the 5th, we're going to see Venus and Mars traveling here in this beautiful Leo energy, and this lights up your 6th house space. So again, I love this because when it comes to your how you get things done, your daily schedule, the mundane functioning, and how you are productive in your life, down to how do you care for your mental health and wellness? How do you care for your physical health and wellness? This is a wonderfully magnetized energy to help you really live your best life. Okay, it's going to help give you a bit of motivation. It helps give you that oomph and that spark behind what you're doing. I do believe as well with Venus here, something can be magnetized to you that makes this easier. You know, if you've been struggling and you're like, I'm just not motivated to work out, or I'm not motivated to do my daily chores, or I just am struggling in the motivation zone, Mars is helping out, and then Venus is bringing in the attraction of beauty or the attraction of things that are like pleasant to you that can help you get things done. Now, in a very practical way too, Venus is about money. So Venus, and if, let's say you own your own company or you are a freelancer in some way, Venus can absolutely bring financial benefit to what's going on for you here. But it's going to be in more of a mundane kind of way. And again, I want you to think about the sixth house differently than the 10th house, because the 10th house is the overall career, the title, the whatever. In the sixth house, it's like you are the CEO, but on a day-to-day basis, here are the copies you make. Here are the papers you sign, things like that. Here's what the route that you drive to work. So it's more mundane, okay? Now, when we get to the 11th, we've got two things happening. First of all, we've got Pluto backing up in retrograde out of the energy of Aquarius and moving back into this Capricorn energy. So it has been here since 2008. So you have been changing. Your social groups have been changing. Your friends, your network. Some of them, it's been hard times. Pisces, for some people, it's been dark days and you've had to let go of some friendships or some associations or some organizations, even maybe even some aspirations and dreams that you had for yourself, because you found that they really don't fit, you know? And so for some people, it's been really, really hard. But whatever has happened on the other side, this Pluto backing up into the energy of Capricorn is doing like the last pass. It's like, listen, do you understand now why this friendship can't come forward with you? Do you understand what happened here? Why you needed to let it go? It does not function in the realm of your next reality. So it's really this last minute, you know, spot clean to make sure that this area is tidy for you. But again, for some of you, you can actually see the loss feature coming in, but it's not loss like it would have been even in 2010, 2013. It's like, no, this is not vibrationally sound. I need to let it go. Now, we'll see this retrograde wrap up when we get into October, okay? The other thing happening is that Mercury is moving into the energy of Gemini, where it is in domicile, so it's living its best life. It is whipping and zipping, and it is in full power. And this for you is in the domestic zone, so lots of conversation around home, family, real estate, property. Some of you are buying, selling. There's definitely some space in here for making a move or something around housing and your family. There's a lot of conversation and decision making and paperwork, all the bureaucracy that needs to be done. And there can be a fair amount of planning as well that goes into this energy. So all the way until June 26th, you're going to be working with this particular energy. So expect to be busy. Grab a notepad, keep a sticky next to you, because you need to keep track of a lot of dates and information that are likely going to present itself, okay? On the 17th, we see Saturn take its retrograde in the energy of Pisces at 7 degrees. Now, Saturn will retrograde through Pisces from 7 degrees to 0 degrees. And this one is fantastic and easy to track, because you're just going to go back to March of 2023 when Saturn moved into the energy of Pisces. So what started happening for you, Pisces? What was going on in your sign? How were you changing? What was coming to your attention where it's like, whoa, I have to grow up with that? Or obligations, maturity, responsibility started to feel like they were literally falling into your lap. And depending on where you're at in your lesson base, for some of you, it was like, finally, it's here. I'm owning my space. I'm stepping into my power. I'm authoring my own story. The maturity level is there. You are on. You're ready for the next level. For others, if you were like, I'm not very good at navigating this particular area with myself, I'm taking on new responsibilities, it could have felt like a little bit more of a challenge. But either way, you got 7 degrees out of the way. So just review what came into your sphere from March until June and work on that during the retrograde, which we'll see going all the way until, when is this retrograde going to end? We're going to see it go until June 17th. So you'll, June 17th, it's starting on June 17th till November. So we're going to see you working on that until November, and as you move forward, you'll have a lot more strength in this area and a lot more development. On the 18th, we've got a new moon happening at 26 degrees of Gemini. Now, the new moon is your opportunity to plant your seeds of intention. What would you like to begin here? This is the domestic sector, okay? Home, family, real estate, property, relationships with your parents, these kinds of things. Where you put in roots, okay? So if this is the move, is this signing a new lease? Is this you're renovating your place? You're redecorating a place that you're staying. What does this look like? It's Gemini energy, so you might have more than one place. Are you in between places right now? That's very Gemini, dual energy. Whatever it is, plant your seeds of intention, especially for you, Pisces, to have new networks that support you wherever you create home. Okay, whether that's friendships, associations, you know, maybe there's something going on where you've got a dynamic with your family going on and you need the space to be supported with a lot of communication. I already told you there's lots of decision making happening. So plant your seeds of intention for what you need here in terms of a network to support you by communication and information in order to navigate this area, okay? On the 21st, we see the sun move into the energy of Cancer. We also welcome in a new season. On the 26th, we see Mercury move into Cancer. So now the body and the mind are like in alignment. So this is good. The heart is doing a whole other thing, potentially, but the body and the mind are at least invested here. And one of the things I want you to remember is that this lights up your fifth house space. So you're at the beginning of something. You're taking a leap. You're taking a risk. You are beginning something. This is fun. It's playful. It's, you know, what you, it can be hesitant for you as well. Children in your life, they've got something new going on. This is a fresh season. So there's really a lot of beginnings. There's a lot of conception. This is also a time for you to remember what brings you joy, what brings you pleasure, what brings you play. Romance is a huge theme of the Cancerian season that is available for you, Pisces, as well, okay? But whatever happens, what I want you to keep in mind is that what you don't have necessarily under this transit is access to just the pure intellect, okay? Mercury likes the pure intellect, just facts, details, tell me what it is. It's not like that when it's in Cancer. In Cancer, it's like your emotional and intuitive intelligence is really what's being worked on and worked through. So it's the difference between being like, this is what happened because I feel like that's what happened. That's different than saying, I feel like this is what's happened and walking backwards to a factual situation. Right? So maybe keep in mind too that with this particular transit, just because you feel it doesn't mean that it is actually the most factual information to get things done, but instead light up your emotional intuitive intelligence and talk about what's happening for you. That is a great way to use this transit. Now, as we're going to close out the month, Pisces, we've got Neptune going retrograde in the energy of Pisces from 27 to 24 Pisces. So if you've got a sun, a moon, a rising, or some other point happening there, you're going to get a little dance of the old Neptune medicine going back over here. And really what it's asking you to do, Pisces, is to go back over your own visions, your own ideals, your own plans for yourself, and see if they are actually just a vision over here that can be actualized in reality, or if it's a delusion. If it's delusion, confusion, because when Neptune goes retrograde, reality is not, it's not like, oh, here's reality and here's a daydreamy escape. It's reality all the time. Like it's just concrete reality. So you will see if your ideals can actually meet with the rubber meeting the road in reality. And if you have a vision of who you are, what you are, how you do things, and in reality, that's not showing up, it's not working out for you, this is where you want to use that. You want to go, oh, okay, I need to adjust my ideals, or I need to adjust the story I tell myself about myself so that I can move forward. And that really can look an abundance of different ways. Have you been telling yourself that you're less, you shouldn't come out and launch your own business or be seen in public? Mm-hmm. Maybe you find out that's not true. If you've been telling yourself, I got it all together, and then Neptune goes retrograde and you're like, I do not have it together. Listen, right? So you've got an abundance of ways that this can show up, but just know that the Neptune retrograde is really to help you have a little reality check to bring those attitudes, action stories, and ideals into alignment with something that can actually be demonstrated in the real world, not just the space of the fantasy, okay? All right, my absolutely beautiful friends, have a gorgeous month. Let me know how it's manifesting for you in the comment section down below, and I will see you beautiful fish in July. Bye, everybody.